Apple has reached an out-of-court settlement with dozens of states and a number of other plaintiffs over e-book price fixing. The company was facing more than $800 million in damages. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Apple introduced its entry into the e-book market in 2010 and kept upgrading its features.
iBooks, of course, makes it a pleasure to read on any of your iOS devices.
At a press event 2 years ago, Apple CEO Tim Cook promised an elegant digital bookshelf for hundreds of electronic books.
And just one tap, and the bookshelf flips to reveal the iBook store, where you'll find bestsellers.
Apple partnered with publishers to take on the e-book market dominated by Amazon, says Mike McGuire, an analyst with Gartner Research. He says Apple agreed to let the publishers set the prices under what's known as the agency model.
Where the distributor, in this case Apple, just says, we'll take a percentage of whatever price you set, whereas Amazon would go in and buy products, wholesale pricing, and then could set the price they like.
Publishers hated Amazon's $9.99 pricing for e-books, and the Department of Justice accused Apple of conspiring with the five big publishers to illegally increase the price of e-books. Last summer, a federal court agreed. Apple continues to appeal that case, but the five major publishers agreed in court to pay more than $166 million to settle the charges. That left Apple alone to be sued by 33 states and territories on behalf of consumers seeking $840 million in damages. So Apple decided to settle, says Mike McGuire.
I think they were saying, if the publishers are going to settle up, you know, do we want to be the one company kind of fighting for the agency model? And I think everybody decided that it was better to kind of clear the decks and cut the losses, so to speak.
Terms of the settlement are under seal pending Apple's appeal of the federal case. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.